Finger pointing from the president. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Visiting the port of Los Angeles, President Biden warns voters the battle for the soul of America isn't over after the first primetime hearing of the committee probing the Capitol riot.
It's important to the American people understand what truly happened and to understand that the same forces that led January 6th remain at work today. It's about our democracy itself.
Many Republicans accused the committee of being out to get the former president instead of addressing Capitol security questions. President Biden also taking aim at foreign-owned shipping companies over skyrocketing prices and warning that Republicans would hurt the middle class with a return to trickle-down economics. Republicans say the president's policies have helped fuel inflation, which hit another 40-year high in the May Consumer Prices Report, sending stocks tumbling, the Dow down more than 600 points. Gunfire breaks out at a mall near Charlotte, North Carolina, the Eastridge Mall in Gastonia. Shortly after noontime, this shopper says they weren't allowed out at first.
And then they finally let us mosey up to this way where the police were at, and they started going around saying, everybody's got to get out of the mall. Everybody's got to get out of the mall.
Police confirming several injuries.
We do know that we have a total of three people injured, two adult males, one adult female. Thank goodness none of the injuries are life-threatening.
Gastonia Police Chief Travis Britton says two persons of interest are being interviewed. A judge just setting bond for a Michigan police officer charged with second-degree murder.
I will set that bond amount $100,000 cash surety.
Judge Nicholas Ayoub also entering a not guilty plea for Grand Rapids officer Christopher Schur, who shot and killed Patrick LaLoya during a traffic stop in April after he had grabbed the officer's taser during a scuffle. Defense attorneys say the officer feared for his life. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A man who's homeless and mentally ill will stand trial in Florida on charges he stabbed a teenager to death.
Law enforcement in West Palm Beach say 39-year-old Semi Williams of Vagrant Schizophrenic will be made to stand trial for the killing of 14-year-old Ryan Rogers late last year. The teen was reported missing while out bike riding. Williams was charged with stabbing him to death. While his attorneys claim Williams' mental illness is too great for him to understand, he's charged with murder. Williams insists he's not insane, and a judge rules he can aid in his own defense. Prosecutors will seek the death penalty.
Fox's Evan Brown. The recent school massacre in Texas spurs a ballot question in Oregon with a proposal to require permits to purchase firearms and ban large-capacity magazines. If that plan gets on the ballot and passes, anyone wanting to get a gun in Oregon would have to get a permit first, valid for 5 years, from local law enforcement after safety training, a criminal background check, and other requirements are met. The Alex Jones bankruptcy case is tossed out by a judge as part of a deal between the talk show host and the parents of the children killed in the Sandy Hook school massacre.
Alex Jones had sought bankruptcy protection as he's been sued by the parents and families of children and teachers killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting. But his companies, InfoWars, Prison Planet TV, and IW Health, have agreed to dismissing the bankruptcy case after the families dropped the three company names from their defamation suits against Jones. This means the defamation cases can move forward in Texas and Connecticut, where judges have already found Jones and his companies liable for damages. Now the question is how much he should pay the families. Jones has since said he does believe the Sandy Hook massacre happened after denying for several years that 21st graders and six staff members had been murdered.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. An hour to the close, the Dow down more than 2%, the NASDAQ 3%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.